Something which is brought down to the Pesukim from our sugya. Started the sugya, I told you there are a lot of inyanim in this Gemara which have ramifications in many other places. One of them is in Hilchos Matzah, believe it or not. There's a Gemara to do with Hilchos Matzah. The Yerushalmi says that if you, just like the lulav and esrog have to be lochem, the matzah also has to be lochem. And therefore, if you eat, use matzah gazula, if somebody, just like lulav and esrog was possible, matzah gazula is possible. And that's the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam brings, and it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Tuf Nun Daled. So there's Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch, which is five words, it says, Kasha, Kivan the law, say Kanye. He has a problem because Sagamara says that when you choose something, you're claiming it. So by matzah, even if it's solo matzah, once you choose a matzah, you claim it. By the time you swallow it, it's yours. So what's the problem with lachem? It's looking at, what? Generally don't chew the lulav. Gemara, yes, the truth is Gemara, yes, by lulav, that when you amagate it, that should be a shino, you should be kind of Gemara, it's a kasha. Now, chidami, that case is where you kind of do a shino. But what? If you feel it, then you do a shino. If you do a shino maestro or a shino rishon, there are certain ways that you can be kind of. So he has the kasha. Then he says that he found that the response, sukkah, he has the kasha. He says that the Babli disagrees with Shami, the Babli holds. So there's the Lord say Kanye. So you're Kanye. So he has the Kasha. Maybe he'll say chewing is part of the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of eating matzah. Starting to chew it is part of the mitzvah, then it makes sense that you got Yisrael. So he started to chew it, it wasn't yours. So he says that's not true. Bala matzah yaitza. You don't have to chew. You swallow the matzah, then you also yaitza. So the chewing is not part of the mitzvah. So why don't we say even the law say kanya? The answer to understand the Rambam is totally in how you understand even the law say kanya. You have two types of kinyani. There's something called kinyani gezeila. Tosis refers to in the Tosis for evil eye. Kinyan gezeila is when you steal something, it's not yours, it's not lochem, but you claim it legabe kiyuvin. That if anything happens to it, even buying this, you have to pay. That's called kinyan gezeila. Kinyan gezeila means you have the kinyan of a goslin, and the goslin, it's not his, it's not lochem. But he has kinyanik gezeila, which means that if anything happens to it, he's responsible. Even if it's an oinus gamur, kinyanik gezeila makes it responsible. So the Rambam is going to learn kivan de law say kanye means kinyanik gezeila, which means you're not claiming it's not lochem. Kivan de law say kanye only means that you're claiming it as a gazlan is kind of something. Someone stuck it down your mouth, but kivan de law say when you chew it. Actually, it's even before someone stuck it in your mouth. Gemara says kivan de law say kanye. And the Ritzvah, the Kinei understands, Kinei the law say Kanye, that you're kind of legamri. This is the Hezbollah that says in the Afrainim, I believe the Nesivah says it in the Makarkayim, in the Tafel Dalit. And it's brought down in the number of the Likud Svarim, and of the Pesach. I know in the Makarai Chedesh, on Pesach, I mean, the Gimel, he brings down this Machlaikis. It's hard to understand the svara why you shouldn't be kind of by chewing. The shina is kind of why is chewing not chewing. It needs to be a big shina. You take, you know what my food looks like. When you finish chewing, you know what it looks like. That would seem to be a big shina. Why should that not be kind of? The svara of the kideg is right. The kapanim, You've got two ways to learn the Gemara, keeping the law safe, keeping the law safe. Kind of. Either you're kind of, it's yours. So, there's no problem with Master Gezula. Or keeping the law safe, Kanye means that you have Kinyan Gezula. The Gemara is asking, is it fits into the Gemara either way? If you don't keep the law, say Kanye, you have Kinyan Gezula, it fits it. Keep the law, say Kanye, you have Kinyan Gezula to be Chayiv earlier. Chayiv and Ashur, have had the Bala. Shem, the Gemara fit in either way. The question is just, what does the Gemara mean, keep the law? Well, you have the king. You already took it in possession. My understanding is that it was wrong. Gemara in Sukkah asks that you steal a rava and you put it into your lulav. You should be kind of shini Hashem. Seems people used to call it Hashana. We don't do it today, but they used to do this. They called it Arava. Now they call it Hashana. So they were also, it means he did another Kinyan Arava. Well, I mean, this means that the Shina should be kind of Shina Hashem, Shina Shura, the Shina Maisa, which is not Shaya Faya Lulu, it's not Shaya Faya. What's it mean? Yeah. Yes, I didn't get into that. I said, you stole the matzah. We had last year, the machlokes, if you're a guest, and someone gives you futi, if it was a sasem, in Sakim, sasem said, if you're a guest, by someone for the Seder, you should have a mind to be kind of the matzah, because Samazai, you're a guest. And you're eating his matzah, it's not lachem. It's a sasem. It's a brisa chumer, which says in the Gerer Rebbe Sefer, you know. Kind of matzah, and we spoke then about the shayla, the guest considered to be kind of what he gets or not, but there's nothing to do with matzah gezula. See, this is the same thing that a Jewish kind of matzah. The Allah says kanye means kanye legamri. The promise of mechaber and shulchan aruch that matzah gezula not like our gemara. The shidegur is asking a cash on the shulchan aruch. The ma'aser shulchan aruch says. That's matzah gezula is possible. Which means la halacha, I guess. We pass in that law say Kanye is only Kinyan Gezeila. It's hard to know why. But given the law say Kanye seems to be only Kinyan Gezeila. He's asking why. But they're asking why. Could be everyone had in the studio of Kinyanim. But they are reshining that whole. That a Shini is only a Shini if it's a Shini Hashem also. Shini Maisa, if you take wood, you make it into a bookcase, the Shini that's kind of full wood, now it's called a bookcase. It's a magnificent that says it together. The Shini is only kind of, it has a different Shem. It could be that the Rambam holds that maybe here, maybe Karo with Masa, and if Yeshua would have still Masa. Maybe he holds it, not enough of the Shini to be kind of, but that. The way out. But let's get to Tyson. Zarshach and Truma Labaya Pat. The language of this type is very difficult. A few of you had problems with the language of Tyson. And that's because the first three lines of Tyson, four lines, are very unclear. What Tyson is saying in the first three lines is that there are two places where we do not say come later to Rabbi Mine because of the Gezeiras HaKasim. There are two places with the Gezeiras HaKasim, we just don't say come. What are the two places? So Taisus, Eichel Truma B'Shaygeh. This is where it got confusing. It's not one case in Taisus. Okay, Taisus here is talking about two independent cases. Eichel Truma B'Shaygeh, that's one case. Eichel Truma B'Shaygeh. So what do you do now? Two things. Right? It's a Misa and it's a Mamet. There, now if there means, or a separate case, of his is b'ni'ilah, separate case, it's amazing, someone does an isa mi'ilah, the Rebbe Dama b'ni'ilah, like the Shita sa mi'ilah, the Chayiv, so why do you have to pay? The Chayiv isa, why do you have to pay? Because there is a cause of who? No, there is a cause of Hain, it really should be a cause of who? But it means these two cases, a lot of you would try to figure out how it's one case, how at the same time the Truma B'Shaygig and Meza b'ni'ilah. But Tosfos doesn't mean that. Tosfos means, is the way I understand Tosfos, two separate cases. Either Eichel Truma B'Shaygeh, or Hizid B'Ni'ilah. according to Rebbe Yitzchak Feinstein, why do you pay? So in both cases, it's there as a custom. These are two places where you can have two oinches. The place bothered by a kashim. The place. Labayah, the place of Chayda Yisus, Yidei Shemayim. You have the place of Tzvira Lai, to Rebbe. Some of the meal of the Nisa. Yehovi, you live Nisa. You said, Yidei Shemayim, so you should say, come later, the Rabbi Dinei. And my time, you have the Perikol Shah. Hayach L'cham, it shall hegdish b'mayid, yeshem b'mayimah. And how come? You come into Pesach b'mayimah. I mean, a man, yeshem b'mayimah. So the thing of Benakon. So why loy moal? What's the Yiddish for chametz? Karp. So come as Rabbi Na, you don't have to pay. The Chayy Gemara makes a lot of sense. But you have to pay. Chayy Karp. So it says it's Hakiv on the Goli Rachman Agabi Hegdish Beloy Shayach Kimlei. Yim Loi Kein Ein Lefadim Shemayel Behegdish. You'll never have a Mayel Behegdish. Every Mayel is Chayy. Selamite the Zeres HaKos of that what? That by Hegdish you don't take him like Raminei and came to Pesach Nami Dika Koros L'chayiz by Yom Lomei Mekim L'Raminei. This place is Kasha. This place is Kasha. That, why do we take him like Raminei? By Earth of Chamiz it's the Zeres HaKos of that by Hegdish we don't take him like. Where is the Zeres HaKos of? Not by Koros. The custom is by Yisra Nisa. It's only Yilas Chayvi to the Nation Rai. But Taisus holds that we should learn from one to the other. If by Nisa, because Shemai, you don't take him like Rami Nai. So by Karis too. Because by Rav is the same. Karis and Yisra Shemai is actually the same. So this is Taisus Kash. Now, Taisus Bavar is a possible terrorist. The sea terrorist. The Misa, the Heg, the Shkap, the Goli Rachmana, the Lamin, the Kimlai, the Ramina. Abel Hashem, Dabba, the Pesach, the Kikoros, the Goli Kura, you want to be Mechale, that the Shkap, the Baida, the Eidish, Misa, the Heg, the Shkap, that we don't say Kimlai, but by Kora, we do, Kin Hadid, Nan Hashem, Lai, for Truma, to come into the Pesach, Bishayge. Now, this is where Tysus comes in with Truma. Again, you have to all come, it's a totally different case. Right? Till now, Tysus talks about Chomichal, like, Chametz of Hegdish. Now they talk about Chametz of Truma. All right, the Truma is Chametz of Beis of Mishraigi, Misham, Karim, and Chaimish. The Beis of Patim and Nefesh Lum. The Messiah says, Gemara, why you part it? The Beis of Patim and the Rami Nei, from the Klinya. Fast of Mishraigi, Nani, listen, Misham, Karis, the Pesa. That's all Mishraigi, Gami, and Kim, Leid, Rami Nei. And Rami Nei, come on, be here again. Karis, Misham, the Gali, Rachman, the Beis of Truma, Mishraigi, Leid, and Rami Nei, who I didn't keep, Karis, Leid, and back to the East, the Gali, Gali, keep Karis. What's that proving from Truma? That there's no difference in Karis and Misa. So Taisus Kasha is that what's true by Truma should be true by Nila too. Just for those of you who had a hard time with Taisus, the first two lines of Taisus, what did Taisus say? There are two cases of Gzeres HaKasus. Truma B'Shaige and his and Nila at Red. Those are two cases where it's Gzeres HaKasus of Kimla. The reason Taisus had to bring in both. But in this Kasha, he's comparing the two. That's just a comment of of Hegdish should be the same as Chametz of Truma. Just like for Chametz of Truma, you don't say, you do not say Kimlei for Karis. The Karis of Ne'ila, so Ne'ila also, in the case of Karis, which is Chametz, should be the same thing. You should not say Kimlei for Rami. This is Taisus Kasha. Taisus Teretz is the aside in Dine Ne'ila and in Dine Truma. Taisus, till the C.A. Shleimer assumed that Truma and Ne'ila are the same. Same rules. They both have to be there. Custom, therefore they both have the same rules. The big, what makes this Taisus a significant Taisus for Shas is the Teretz. The Taisus here in the Teretz spells it back, you say, Yishleimer. Shani Shagig the Truma, Shun the Shlumin Dide Kapara of Alayma Minor. Gaminim is at the Truma. They must have kind of find the Alphalim, Layab Amami, Alay Kapara. Now, this is already, I mean, I would have thought everything's kapara, no? Person gets meat, it's also kapara. Person gets mouth, it's also kapara. Everything's a kapara. All einshim are kapara. But all einshim happen to serve as a kapara too, perhaps. But that's not why you get the einish. The einish is the einish. And anyway, you have a kapara, so that's nice. You know, you get sign in this world, so you have a kapara. But the ikar is that it's an einish. Tashlume truma, Taisa says, Lehava mamid ala kaparev, atil ha'ayit l'truma sa'atzmai. How could a person eat truma sa'atzmai? Huh? Before he gave it to the kohen, he says, mamid ha'ashayit. It's just less than a fruit, that's each one. You can have truma sa'atzmai to inherit. If your mother's father was a kohen, he got truma, it was given to him. What? Including that Yisrael with the Kayyim. It's not Shumas Atzmai stealing from that Kayyim. If your father, your mother's father was a Kayyim and he died and you're the Irish, so you Yash and Truma. What does Yisrael do with Yash's Truma? What? Sells it to a Kayyim. He has Truma that he separated, he can't sell it to a Kayyim, he's afraid to give it to a Kayyim. But if the mitzvah of the Nesina was done already, it was given to a Kayyim, so he can now have truma tzatzma. He can inherit it, and then he can sell it to a kohen for the price of truma. Truma is cheaper than the kohen, but he could sell it; it has a market value. So he could have truma tzatzma. So Taisa says, "I feel the right with truma tzatzma, but it goes on yidi. Mishalein kapara la'atzma v'chayvish l'kohen. Interesting. You pay to yourself. Exactly what you do with it once you pay to yourself. V'chayvish l'kohen. L'shayach. By shayach can be your avodah. Apply truma kapara." I'm a carrier of Chaydish Oz, Yina Misham Kapara, La Misham Mamish, I got more Hegdish, and that's his life. The place is here saying Yisai. Two Yisai. One is Yisai, that you don't say Kamla Diram Ne by Kapara. By Kapara, you need a Kapara, you don't say Kamla. If you need a Kapara, you need a Kapara, so you don't say there's no Kamla Diram Ne. That's one thing. Which, Rav Chanan says, when he has the Raya, that Malkus is not Misham Kapara. Malkus is Irish. What? That's what the Machanah is asking. But we see here that it has that the din of it will be out kapar, it would never be a kamei drami. So this din of kapara, which is unique to truma, does not apply to hegdish. It doesn't apply to hegdish. So therefore, by hegdish you say kamei drami, nay, by truma you don't. This is Taisus is Yisai, the Tezan he brings around. Now this Yisai is the it's not just the Yisai for Nida Ne'ila, it's really Yisai for whole state of culture. And that is, as we'll see in a minute, that we start with the rule of Ne'ila, hopefully we'll get the culture. What is Ne'ila? What is the Aveira for Yimla? Your male behavior. So what is the definition of that Aveira? Hegdish is the type of the Isser that you're not a Hanal from. You got two ways to learn. Which one is it? You can learn the Ila two ways. Now these two ways are the cipher I told you about and the stuff is Nila Seminala. The Spackle points out that it's really a Rakhayim. You know, that's Nila. There's the Shari Yashir in Shari Gimel, Parapap Yemel, and Rabbi Chanan in the Kaivitz Aris, Siminon Beis. These are four Maramakhayim. They all, the Spackle is written the easiest to read. They all clear what the Aveira of Ne'ila is. There are two ways for Ne'ila. Either Ne'ila is a type of Gezela. Not a steal. They're not a steal from anybody. Dealing from Hegdish, that's even worse. That is separate ancient for it. The Chaydish, in certain cases, Ashami Ila, the carbon. So one way to learn the Isser Me'ila is that it's a type of Gzela. Just a type of Gzela from Hegdish, which is worse. From Hegdish is worse. But it's just a form of Gzela. We'll see in a minute. This disciple says it's one of two ways. All these men are trying to say. The first is a Gzela. Or you could learn that it's a type of Isser Hanah. What does an Isser Hanah mean? Well, you know, I have Hanah from Chametz. Now I have Hanah from Basar B'Challah. Now I have Hanah from the Maize. You know, I have Hanah from Hegdish. It's a type of Isser Hanah. There are certain things the Torah said you can't have Hanah from. And Basar B'Challah you can't have Hanah from because it's Nir. Hegdish you can't have Hanah from because it's Kodesh. But Lamaisa, Kina Hanafa. It's an Isser Hana. So if you're Bayo, you're Aivar Nisuyan. So these are two ways to understand Din Mi'ilam. Now before we started, how would you understand Mi'ilam? It's a Mamanis Nikadin or it's an Isser Nikadin? In Svara, most of us would have assumed it's Isser. Taisus here says, in the third wide line, that Karen Lechaim Mishal Hagdish Einay Mishum Kapara Ella Mishal and Mami Shagaz Al Hagdish. Taisus here says pretty clearly that it's not the same. Truma and Hagdish are two different things. Truma is an Isser, but you don't have an Afram. And Yisrael is not an Afram, and Hagdish is something that in a mominus. What's the nafkamin of it's dine mamin or dine isser? Huh? Nafkamin, you know? Nafkamin, it's mamin, eh? Hegdish. But you have to pay Hegdish. So he says you have to pay. Which is, are you paying Gazelle or are you paying for a kapara? This place is to waste for a kapara, right? So why am I paying? What's that for, Nina? Excuse me? If this is a big cable tag, I'll be an afternoon.
There
is no permission to
the
job, so
it's always in some way stealing, whether it's
an
actual sale or
anything. Mm-hmm.
But
it's...
Well,
it seems that
would
be correct. It
should
be
enough
for me to
be
capable. Why? You have to pay. Whether it's a kapara or a gazelle, at least you have to pay.
If it's
the Eretz Chaimish, the Eretz Chaimish is the way to the Knas Pot. For sure, anybody who pays more than Karen.
But if it's Kapara, it's not Knas. Kapara. It's not Knas. If you know that it's Kapara, it's
not Knas. You're right. You have to know the dinim of what a Knas is, if that's true. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure about that. All right, Rabbi Chanan says a very simple nafkamina, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper. If you don't have Erev Ni'ilah, Yom Kippur pass. You have any type of kapara. If you say it's mamin, you can never have kapara until you pay back. If paying is kapara, so you know, there's always the shortcut. You can get a kapara through tshuva also. I don't think it'll cut you from your mamin, but you're still, you'll have a kapara. There are other more complicated nafkaminas. Stifler brings a whole list of nafkaminas. Let me go through the nafkaminas and then we'll see how it shakes out. How it works out. One nafkamina is a halacha that a payel, a worker who works in a food company picking grapes or whatever it is he's working, he's allowed to eat from the food that he's working with. If you hire a worker to pick your grapes, you have to let him eat grapes. If you hire a worker to sell cookies, you have to let him eat cookies. You have to let him take it home, but at the work, he can eat whatever is a normal thing for a person to eat. Let's say he is cutting grapes of Netzer Revai. Netzer Revai is not allowed to eat because of Yerushalayim. So obviously he can't eat it. Are you obligated to provide food to him? No. You have to provide food to him because he's working with these grapes, and these grapes are not allowed to eat, so it's just a Netzer, he can't eat it. What would be the din if somebody is cutting grapes that belong to Hegdish? So is Magdish a vineyard? Now Hegdish cuts the grapes and sells them. Is he allowed to eat the grapes? Probably have two ways to learn. If you learn that Neil as a din gazelle, then here he's entitled to it. He's entitled to it, so it's not gazelle. If you learn head dish is a type of Isser HaNor, then it's also about no, you can't eat it. No different than Netzer Ravai. Something he's not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to eat, but finish. So it requires it to be a clear nafkamina. Second nafkamina, Sanford brings, would be an aveda of head dish. Let's say Hegdish, somebody's magnet something to Hegdish, it should get lost. Whatever reason. Wind comes and it blows it down the street and it becomes lost. And the Gizbar finds out about it, he looks for it, he's the Yaish. Says, you know, we'll never find it. The Yish work by items of Hegdish. So again, probably? What? You advise them to be miayish. It may not be advise them to be miayish when it's not normal to be miayish, but in a case where, put it this way, certainly the tabuta mikalada, it would seem to work. If it's something which is normally avuda, the truth is even it doesn't have to be miayish. But in a case of tabuta mikalada, where obviously it's not normal to be able to get it back, to be an Afghanina. It happens to be, I think, that he does have the power to be the Irish, but the fact will bring him to an Afghanina. If you want to argue with me, I could give you a case of Lutha Shayam. It would be the same thing. Lutha Shayam washes away Hedish's objects, which is automatic Irish. So does that work? Does that make it that whoever finds it could use it? What? How do you learn Lutha Shayam? But does Yish work? Obviously, you'll see the Nafkamina, right? See the Nafkamina, right? If Zut Hashem washes it away, if it gets lost, known as the Yish. If it's a Din Mamin, obviously, there's no Zem anymore. If it's a Din Isser, so where did the Isser go? It is still there. Why, we don't have to worry. Why should you be precious to say this? Somebody wants to be precious to say this. Called the parishes, the little parish monsters are not hedges. Only in that community, you know it's hedges, and there was a year where they can keep it. Third nafkamina that the stifler again brings is if I owe someone money, so my nechassim I'm a shubit to him. I owe someone money, whatever I own is a shubit to him. And I'm magdish something I own. Is it still mishubit him or not? So pashtun afkamina. What? Hegdish is not kimidashim. That's what I'm going to bring it around. It says this will be an afkamina. If you learn that it's dinei momin, then it should still be Mishavit. Just because you gave it to Hegdish, what's the difference? So shall have my Shiva preceded Hegdish. You learn it this, sir. So then it's Asher. Tough on you, it's Asher. The third Nafkamina, what?
That's not a
I'll explain in a minute. I just want to go through the Nafkaminas and then try to work out the Raya from each one. So these are three Nafkaminas. That would be the fourth nafkamina. If your magdish something was not, if I say I want this to be hegdish until I want this to be hegdish until January, it brings a case that a magdish the trees until the harvest season. When the harvest season comes, I'll harvest the trees, then I want it to go back to me. There's such a thing as hegdish was not. Obviously, this mamin. Just like I can sell you something with man, I could make a hedish with man. But if you say when you magdish it, it gets a certain dina yisser on it. So the dinim don't change. Don't change with the man. A new metzias doesn't go off. I gave it a metzias of hedish, the metzias of hedish can't go off. So therefore, it wouldn't be shaykh with man. These are a few nafkaminas. We'll have other nafkaminas as we will discuss it. Let's go through these, and we're going to see as I said, a cholistic chesed. Okay, let's see. Let's go through in order. The first nafkamina I told you is the case of a payel. Gemara and Bava, right? That was the first case. If a worker could eat, what's the halacha there? So the Gemara and Bava Metziah on that Tezayin of the day says, if you're working with Hegdish, you don't eat. You do not eat. But the Gemara says, why? Because it says, Re'echa, the Kamash Re'echa, the Savay, the Kamash Re'echa, why the Hegdish? The Mirakra. That means that Lul, if there was no Mirakra, that you would be able to eat. You need a special meal. Which means normally you could eat. So it's disciple, that's a riot. My car tyses that it's a din gezel. That it's a din in dine gezel. That's the first riot, 2 hour tyses, that it's a din in gezel. Second riot, or the second riot of Gemina I told you was Yiyush. It could be mephastic on this, right? So maybe the pasuk is good for coming to tell me, but it doesn't fit into Tysus Lashon. That's why the cycle brings to Tysus. The way Tysus there is playing tomorrow. But you're right. In Lumbus, you could really, you could be, the first ride could really be mephastic. Say that's good for what the pasuk is telling you, the way Hegdish. The second nafkamina was the case of Yush. So again, the cycle brings the Gemara in Chulin Kofan test. Tarnagoilis Shemarda Faka Kedushasa. That if a chicken of Hegdish, Marda means it rebels. The way a chicken rebels is by running away. The chicken runs away, you have a bunch of chickens, you go out, and one of them escapes. So you're never going to find this chicken. So you'll be out. So Faka Kedushasa, the Gemara says, the Rajba says, we shouldn't eat. That we see the Ayish. The chicken runs away from Hegdish, so you'll be Ayish. So again, it's a Raya which way? Zeraya, you all see? Zeraya again. What? Zeraya to Dine Gezel. The Rashba says that Shani Gemara, that a Targasa runs away, is not Kaddish anymore, is because of Yush. That's called Yush. You see, Yush works by Hegdish. Otherwise, it will be Asabana. No, you can't find it wherever it is. It's Asabana. The Rashba says, no, Poka to Yushar. That's what the Gemara says. Poka kedushas the mission, the rise of the mission is. That's a big kiddush. The kiddush kazos is what the yish must be that it's a dimon. The third nafkamina, I think, was shivud lebal chayis. So the Gemara says hege higdish chametz. I'm sorry, hegdish chametz the shichver mefkimi de shivud. Hegdish is one of the things that's matkiyami de shivud that makes that you magdish something is not mishubit anymore. That's a raya which way? And now we're in trouble. Everything till now was smooth. Hegdish is matkiyami de shivud. That's a raya that is the what? This or not? Now we have a raya the pakerta way. That's getting complicated. The first and fourth document I told you is Magdish Luzman. If it comes off. So, Gemara Nidarim, Chavtes has this case. Magdish Luzman, you're going to Tiyais. Like I told you, trees that you're Magdish until Kedusha. Gemara says, Amar Ula, Kedusha is done in Pakabikti. Kedushas HaGuf, my pocket is. Gemara says that the Hegdish doesn't come off. That's when a thing, a Kedushas HaGuf, can just go off by itself. It doesn't go off by itself. which is again a raya, what? That it's an issur. So two against two, we have two rayas that it's gezel and two rayas that it's issur. So we have to come to some kind of accommodation here. We have two rayas one way, two rayas the other way. So we're so the cipher brings a nesivus that says a cloud which will answer all the Gemara and explain our tesis and nesivus is a simcha of chas. I think it's a cut and gimel. Nesivus says the following rule and he proves it. He says we know that there are two types of tesis. This kedushas hagruach and this kedushas dam, or sometimes they call kedushas mizbeach, kedushas bedek habayit. That means there are two types of hagdish. The sun hagdish is kedushas hagruach. What kedushas hagruach? What is kedushas hagruach? Inherently kaddish. That what? What makes it have kedushas hagruach? Well, what makes it happen is a good is the fact that it itself will be nikra b'gavi amizbeach. Or even will be used maybe in the base, I mean. But in itself is going to be a part of it. Coming as kedushas hagruach. When it has kedushas hagruach, it's a chesed of the kedusha. The thing itself changes into an isur hanah, turns into kedushas hagruach. The thing itself has kedusha. That is kedushas dam. Kedushas dam is about, I can be magdish anything. I can take a chair and be magdish. Take an apple and be magdish. You can't be magdish of an apple. Or the Gemara's case of a chicken. What's a chicken? You're not magdish of chickens in this way. You can never be magdish of a chicken. It means it's only a terrible bnei yayda. You're not magdish of a chicken. It doesn't mean the chicken will take it. It means you should if you're magdish, something to hegdish, that ain't a right with this bayah. You can't possibly be used as a carbon. It only gets kedushas dam. Which means that its value is Hegdish. Hegdish gets it, and Hegdish could sell it and use that money for whatever it sees fit, for Bedek HaBayit. Now that is called Kedushas Dam. Something to see this, something that is Kedushas HaGruach obviously would be Issur HaNah. That would be Issur HaNah. Something that kedushas damim would be is in gezel. We had a chakir. How to learn the ila? Is the ila gezel dikadim, or is the ila hanah isur hanah dikadim? But the same is, it depends. If it has kedushas hagruach, that's isur hanah, then it's hanah dikadim. This has to change. Change what has to show hagdish. The Sheikh Kedushas Damim, only the value is Kaddish, not the Guf HaDavar. This is only the value of Kaddish, not the Guf HaDavar. So the Mela, it's only a thing of that. This is the Nesivus' Chilek, and the Nesivus proves it from two Gemaras, from a Sira and two Gemaras. One of them is one of them is a Gemara in Tritus, which says that if you have enough from Neisar of Hegdish, you chayav minimum. If you have enough from Neisar of Hegdish, you chayav minimum. Now, does Neisar of Hegdish have any value? No value. What are you going to do with it? You can burn it. So the chayav, so if you're nehenah from Neisar of Hegdish, you're we see al karfa. It's a din of Isur Surayana. The other is this Gemara of Sachim that Taisus brings. Taisus Mohammed shall hegdish b'mayit. Yishayim b'mayim ma'al. One of the pshatim there is that b'mayim ma'al shayim b'mayim. There has no value. Chavit has no value. That's why b'mayim ma'al. That's the pshat our Taisus is bringing. And the Hanukkah comes to Hegdish, like Moal, there's one shot that ain't my God. So, let me see this. Who cares if Ein Leidamin? Neisser is also Ein Leidamin. By Neisser, we say Ma. And by Chavis, we say Lai Ma. They both have no value. They have no market value. Lamai, he says, no. Neisser is Kedushas. Right? Neisser is Kedushas. Agos, Chesed Yisura. Even if it has no value, Kedushas Agos. So they live Vima. Chametz right on his back. Chametz is not right on his back. You're not allowed to be like a Chametz on his back. So Chametz is Kedushas Sanim. So on Kedushas Sanim, that's only a Din Gezel. This is the Klalos and the Sivis. And it fixes up everything. First of all, our Tesis is good. Our Tesis is talking about Kedushas Damim. It's talking about Chametz, which is Kedushas Damim. And our Tesis is only Gezel, it's going on Kedushas Damim. The two rayas one way, two rayas the other way are good. We'll figure it out after. You'll see the first two cases are talking by cases of Kedushas Damim, with the Din Gezel. And the second two cases are talking about Kedushas Agos. Right, there was Lashon HaGemara, Kedushas Damim, Paka. When you do it with man, Kedushas Damim, Paka, Kedushas Damim, Paka. Here it's talking like the case of Kedushas Agos. Kedushas Agos is different. The case of Matiyah Midei Shibud. I didn't tell you. The Gemara doesn't say what it is that you will marry. I owe you money, and then I'm married to something. Something. Don't say why. So let's find out Gemara that it's talking about Kedushas Agos. If you bring the Rashi, I think American disciple brings that it says specifically it's talking about Kedushas Agos. The Gemara that Hegdash Mashkiyah Midei Shiva. It's talking doctor by Kedushas Agos, not by Kedushas Agos. So that, we now, everything is defined as a good package, a neat package. Kedushas Agos is one way, Kedushas Damim is another way, and our Tesis is good, and all the theorists are good, and everything is fits in very, very nicely. If we stop here, it will be a nice thing. Yes. No, Kedushas Damim is a monotheistic event. Type of gazelle. But it's a Mohammedic gazelle called the Ila, which you have to bring a carbon for and you have to pay a chaynish for. But the Ila, they were is that you stole from the Hegdash. Well, the assumption is by the Ila that you were somehow mastered in Hegdash. You took it out of the Shus of Hegdash. There are cases in the Ila where you're in the Hegdash without taking it. I don't know if we'll get to today. But the typical case of Ila is when you were piping the thing that you took. You ate something of it. So this is, really, if you learn this cipher, this is all very very good and very clear, and it would fit in nicely. However, as with all cases, there are a lot of loose ends in this cloud. Which we have to deal with. Let me tell you some of them. First of all, Chana. This is a case which goes against the grain. There's something wrong with the case. Let me tell you the case he brings. I live in a house. I rent an apartment. You own a house, and I rent it from you. So I have a 3-year lease. I mean, first year, I've had 2 more years. Then you go, and you're magdish the house. Am I allowed to keep you living there?
Why not?
I'm having hung up in the hedges. I'm not paying rent. He gave me, he made a senior in my son, and he gave me the right to live in the street. There's no rent. But then I said, hedges will be asking to rent this.
No.
What? See, that's why it goes against the grain. How can you give away something that's mine? They didn't give me the goof I don't. Give him the right to live there for 3 months, for 3 years. And he was mad, this is the book I have. So I'm allowed to continue living in the house. So therefore, it's a
Kia. He's
definitely able to be mad, this is the book I have. It's the book I have belongs to him. The question is, what ramifications that has on me? I have a right to live there. Yes, I have a right to live there. I can't have enough in the house. How are you going to live there? I
to make an accommodation. Hegdish is the right to rent it to me. The question is, if I could tell Hegdish, cut, I already have a right. Part of the question, if I have a right, the Hegdish never got this right, then I'm losing it. If I don't have a right, see, Hegdish, let's go for the question. If when he was not Gishir, he couldn't take away my right, the Hegdish initially received something, the strings attached. If he has a right, he can take away my right. The Gemara and Baba Kamis is the same as that then animal the last doctor. You hold it farther, you do say that. As a matter of fact, the disciple brings this to the Baba Kama also, the Raya. It says Chayyah, and the Gemara brings the Raya from there, that then animal the last doctor is Chayyah even by Kulis. The Gemara brings the Raya. And even after the Gemara Teres, it would turn out that you never say then animal the last doctor, you're right. That doesn't matter here. If I have a right, then that never became Hegdish. If I have a right to live in the house, then that right never became Hegdish. So that right, whatever that hanor of the apartment is to live there. What? Maybe should be like she did. If it's not up here, I don't have a right to live there. She's not up here. She's, oh, so we said this is a sermon, we just said. Oh, it's a sermon. Not because it's a son, that's how the cycle works it out. Right? Actually, here's the Kedusha Sabbath, the fact is not enough yet. The way you learn it. The way the cycle learns, that Kedusha Sabbath is a small thing, it's just another way. A house is Kedusha Sabbath. You can't bring the house in the Messiah. So Rabbi Chana brings that this is a machlokes to Ran and Tosfos. The Ran holds that I'm allowed to continue living there. And Tosfos holds that I'm not allowed to continue living there. Which means that the Ran holds it's a din gadol. And Tosfos holds it's a din gadol. Rabbi Chanan is bothered that that's a seer to our Tosfos. Tosfos, when she tosses, it doesn't shim. Now you know that Tosfos don't have to shim. Because there are different Bali Tosfos, there are different Tosfos. But it still disturbs Rabbi Chanan. He says, this Tosfos become a duchti. Apparently the Kabbalah Tosfos says here, he says, it's something too, maybe it's more Tosfos. So this kasha, Rabbi Chanan asks that Tosfos is not the Shitasa, Tosfos holds that it's a din gadol. And the Sinus explains that by Kedushas Dani, it's a din gadol, so why can you not continue to live in a house? What's the difference about this house? It's only a din dani. There's no gadol because I have a right to live here. So what's the problem? This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan says with Teretz, which I find hard to plug in. I'm going to read you the Lashon, but you should look at the Lashon. It's a little hard to plug in what he means. Sometimes I'd harvest a little more, I'd figure it out exactly, but this is his catch. So this is, like I said, the cycle would be a nice package. Here we have a monkey man sort of thrown in. And this is Rabbi Chanan throws in to mess up this whole case. But Shimon, the Shariyasha also throws in a case which sort of ruins the discussion. Before that, I just have to tell you, you should understand. Let's say I have a dollar. I have a dollar bill. Someone takes my dollar bill, and you have five singles, and I have one single. Someone takes my single and takes your five, and he mixes them all together, and now I can't tell which is mine and which is yours. Am I entitled to get a dollar back? Am I entitled to get a dollar back? Yes. I'm going to say Buckle Barais. Buckle Barais, and now all $6 I hate. Now that is a piece of tray for me, and it becomes mixed with five other pieces. So all six are kosher. That's Buckle Barais. If there is a Nimbini, now you obviously have it. Buckle Barais.
Huh?
There's a difference between cashless and money. Ownership. Right, is that true? There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Daya says that God will turn a mirror who carries the jaw. And we tend to the shear and he said, you lost him, I should say something that everyone will think I'm a common buffer. And somehow he gets the kasha that money and mammon should be buckled to right, and everyone laughs at him. It's an Einish, because he Someone wants to ask a good kashi, he says, what's wrong? He says something and they laugh at him. The kashi, the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's slightly different. The Gemara says, they were saying to Babu, he said it's not about. Two things, he says, doesn't make sense, but they laughed at him anyway. But at any rate, the halacha certainly is, we all agree, that money is not bothering. My dollar, if this is your dollar, it's beyond your dollar. I don't care which one you give me. Give me a dollar. Money is the money, it's not bothering. Yet, Frederick Shimon, a pruta shel hedish that fell into a pit of Poland, the coin of Poland, is bothering. Tyson to Mila that Papa Alex says it's bothering. Why? You hear what you're saying? Is that fair to the stifler? If the peg coin has to be the tagor, the chesed shall have this, then it is bad. But if it's not, it's not a chesed shall. It's just gezel. It's a hedish is a person. It's an entity that owns it. So if it's an entity that owns a dollar and it gets mixed with $500, then it is bad. What do you mean it's bothered? Mammon is not bothered. Mammon the mammon is not bothered. Mammon the mammon is not bothered. Now, there's no Gemara that says it. The Gemara that says Hedgesh for Hedgesh is bothered, you can just add the Kedushin HaGod. There's no real definition of Gemara. But it's a Taisus. Taisus says, Kedushin is bothered. So I can put up a Taisus, we see again that Taisus holds a coin. It's not. He had to say, listen, didn't you, sir? And that again ruins this whole nice package of Nesidus and the Sidon. The problem. The problem with this clown. Now, this has other ramifications. So the Chana brings in parentheses. The Issa Meel is the Pruta, the Shava Pruta. That's a raya which way? That the Zingeza, the moment it's the Katina Maputa. Let's say I'm not letting the Vela. What's the share of the Vela? Kazayas, right? You don't say the Vela is worth a Puta. Share of Kazayas. Gemara says that the Elon is the Mishnah. The Elon, that the Elon is the Puta. The Elon is the Puta, that would be a Raya Talatarsis, that's the Zingeza. It should be good. You put this a Raya, that's the Zingeza. There's other ramifications that we're going to go into, but okay, this is the cloud of the Ila. We have left one more share on the Zamin. That's not Taisus to Ila, unless you like Ure. So please make sure you understand the Taisus. No.